What's going on, everybody? This is Renee Perez and Curtis Owens, and you're listening to the Rough and Real Podcast. What's going on, my boy? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I've been good, brother. It seems like we ain't been here in a minute.
Yeah, dude, it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute.
You know, it's funny. It's not that it's been a minute. It just seems like it because we just get so used to recording all the time.
Yeah.
That it seems like it's only been, I mean, what, a week and a few months?
Yeah.
A few months. A week and a few days?
Yeah.
Had to have been.
But you know what also, too, is we've had somebody in here like the last...
That's true, too.
Two, maybe three times.
Yeah,
like
three episodes.
It seems like...
Jared, we had your brother-in-law.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it seems like we always had a guest.
Right.
So just back to me and you, back like the old school days.
Right. And I know people appreciate that. You know, they've been asking for, you know, I just want to hear you and Renee. I mean, we like the guests, but we want to hear y'all, man.
Hey, well, they want Renee and Curtis, they going to get Renee and
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. So what's been going on, man? Everything been good?
I mean, everything's been good with me, man. Everything I've been praying for and having faith in and trusting God about, he's starting to open those doors for me, man.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? He's trying. There's some other opportunities, you know, opening up for me right now. I don't want to get too deep into it, you know, because nothing's really happening at this moment. But God is good, man. I'm really trusting in him. And I'm seeing some things, man. I'm seeing some things.
You know, let's talk about that a little bit, bro, because... I always wonder sometimes, like, how do you know if your faith is like for real? Like how do you know if you really believe what you're talking about? Because we talk about it here all the time. You got to believe.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You got to read your word. You got to do this. You got to do that. But like, at what point do you know that you're doing the right thing?
I think for me, at least, reading my Bible, man, reading my Bible, number one, and just knowing what God expects, you know, knowing the expectations of this walk,
right,
and, you know, doing my best to fulfill those things. And seeing the blessings in return. You know, I always tell you, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, right?
Right?
So when we're going after God first, when we're putting him first, when we're learning about him and getting close to him, all the other things, man, they'll be given to us, man. And it's just a trip how, you know, you'll be talking about something and working on something and people are asking like, oh, what's the next step? What's the next step? And I'm like, man, I'm praying about it, man. I'm going after God. I'm trusting in God. And people are like, oh, man, you tripping. You need to do this, this, and another. And I'm like, no, you need to relax and just be still. And know that he is God. So when I see, you know, the fruits of the labor,
right,
of putting that time in with God, and I just see it coming back to me, I can do nothing but smile. And that's how I know it's right. Because I feel it in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's the important part. Feeling it in your heart, knowing it within yourself. Because I think that a lot of times we do that. We say we're believing. We say we're in faith, and we're God says be still. I'm be still. But behind the scenes, we're trying to do what we can. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, I'm guilty of it.
We all are.
Where, because, you know, I just, like somebody told me, like, once you give it up to God or whatever it is, your stress, your, you know, whatever you're going through, you got to just let it go. You can't pick it back up. But
yeah.
I still pick it back up. Like, I, you know, I mean, I give it to God and then, you know, go to bed next morning. I'm like, man, is that going to work?
You know what I'm saying? I think that's just who we are. We're conditioned.
Right?
Yeah, humans.
That's who we are.
Americans, you know what I'm saying? Just people in general, like.
Definitely,
you know? Man.
But it's constantly reminding myself, personally, I'm only speaking for myself, is to go back and just continue to just say, look, I said I was going to give it to you. My bad that I try to pick it up. Here you go again.
Dude, Romans 12:2, we talked about it a bunch of times, renewing of your mind.
Right.
And I think that's what it is. And that's why when we get surrounded with each other and we get into our word, we start to really truly renew our mind and know that, hey, we can just chill, relax, be still. And know, you know what I'm saying? And have faith. Yeah. I mean, Hebrews 11:6, I've got it in front of me right now. It says, without faith, no one can please God. It says, whoever comes to God must believe that he is real and that he rewards those who sincerely try to find him. You know, that's Hebrews 11:6. Like, you have to have faith. You cannot please God without it. You can't say, okay, I'm praying for this. I was just talking to my wife about that. You know, a lot of people go, oh, pray about it. But when they get up, they don't even believe that their prayer is going to come true. You know, that's what kind of faith is that?
That, you know, yeah, bro, that's crazy. And
think
about
that.
I know a lot of people that way. Like, I've met a lot of people that way. And there's times when I've done that.
Early on, I did that. I did a lot of that too.
And it happens from time to time. So I guess one of the things that we can just honestly say is that we can't be the only two that go through stuff like that.
No.
Right? So we just want, I guess, reaching out to people out there. It's like, man, if you're going through it, it's like, hey, just hang in there. You know, get your faith up. Like, that's important. Just get your faith up.
That's why we have this show, man. Right. And I think that's why God gave us this platform so that we can talk about this real stuff And then people can go, you know what? I'm feeling that. He's right. I've done that. I've been there.
I've been there. Done that myself. Yeah. And then just fall back in line and go back to faith, man. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
But one of the things you wanted to talk about was Psalms 1.
Yeah, Psalms 1, 1 through through 3.
You said it's been on your heart lately. How come, bro? Like, is it just something you read and just kind of just stuck
out? Yeah, I think obviously I just came across it somehow, maybe in a devotion or something like that, and it just really stuck out.
Okay.
Because, like, the first, I mean, I'll just read it real quick. I'm reading the NLT version. It says, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with the mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in everything they do." I just feel like that's just so powerful, man.
Yeah, and I think we all have one, if not many, people like this in our lives, right? That are either just the wicked, right? Giving us wicked advice.
Yeah.
Right? That just, you're looking for something. And it's crazy because how do you feel about wicked advice? Because some people can do it intentionally, right? Because they're just haters or they really don't care about you. Either you think they're your friends, but
yeah,
they can care less about you. That happens a lot. Or do you just think a lot? Sometimes they give you advice because they just don't know.
I think they just don't know, man. I mean, if they're not in their word, you know what I'm saying? If they're not, if they don't have that type of spirit and you're asking them a question that, you know, requires a spirit to give an answer, how can they give you an answer? It's impossible, yeah. You know, but we have those people because, you know, we come from, you know, our former lives, our former friends, and I won't call them former, but, you know, we started somewhere and we have those people that are family, that are friend, childhood friends that have been there, have been giving us advice and they still want to give us advice. But the walk is different now, man. The thought process is different. Our minds are starting to be renewed and we need to find a way to be like, you know what? I respect what you're saying and you do you, but
I'm trying to do it.
I'm trying to do it a different way.
Right. But yeah, because it's our, like you said, it's our walk are different. Our lives are now different, right? Because at one point we were on the same level and not one being, I guess we are better than the ones that aren't saved. That's for sure. I mean, just keeping it on.
Let's call it what it is, right?
Yeah. Call a spade a spade. But at the same time, now that we're better in the sense of I'm better than you, is just that we have the grace. So therefore, we're just living different now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We're living on faith.
We're living on faith. So it's different that way. Because a lot of times you could tell somebody like, hey, I'm dealing with financial issues, and they might just turn around and say like, well, do it like we used to do. Get your money.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Let me help you out. Let me front you this.
Yeah.
Go flip it and turn that into a couple G's. Why are you stressing? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know the way to make the money, but it's like, I ain't doing that no more. Right. Like, that's not my life no more.
Exactly.
Right? So now they're like, so I'm giving you an opportunity to make 5 G's. You stressing over 2, man, I got to put you 3 on top. Like, you good. But it's like, nah, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's true.
I ain't doing that.
It's
funny that you say that because you know the actor Danny Trejo?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
So he had a big interview that he talked about that. And he said that, you know, he was in and out of prison. And one of his uncles was like his first, you can say, mentor or like who he wanted to be like. And he was also in and out of prison. And at one point when Danny finally got out, I think he said like 69 or 79 or something like that. But he said when he finally got out, he's like, I'm going to change my life. So he went and got a real job at a wrecking yard or something. His uncle showed up in a brand new Lincoln. I mean, just dressed from head to toe,
okay,
the whole nine. And he's in there, you know, dirty, making minimum wage. And his uncle's like, man, you're making the family look bad. Like, why are you up here working like this? Like, look, I'm going to front you this. And I'm going to give you, like I said, he said like $1,000 or something. He said, I'll give you $1,000 so you get back on your feet. I'm going to front you this over here. Go flip it. Make your money. Boom. Right. And go. And he was like, man, that's it. Because he ended up giving his life to Jesus, too. So he was like, I'm done. But he did take the $1,000 because he's like, I'm going to need this. But, you know, because he was involved in drugs, so he had to call his counselor. But what I'm getting at is the fact that we live in different now.
Yeah.
You know, and you got those wicked people around you. And like you said, a lot of times they just don't know any different. That's the way they grew up. That's what they know.
Yeah, that's what they know.
So they're trying to help you, but it's not the kind of help we need now.
No, it's not.
You know, so when you were talking about that, it's like, man, that's the story I thought about real quick. So, yeah, you got wicked people, man. Sometimes they try to give you the good advice, but... And it's not coming from malicious places. It's just coming from what they know.
It's coming from the world, man. I mean, and think about this example. I mean, you know, we all have troubles in our marriages at times.
Right.
If you go to somebody that's, you know, of the world, what are they going to tell you? Man, she don't deserve you. Man, get a divorce. It's cool.
She don't appreciate you.
Whatever the case, you all mixed up. But you talk to somebody of the faith, think I'm like, you know what? You need to pray about this. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to ask the Lord. Y'all need to get in y'all word. The advice, the walk is different.
Right.
You know, so that, I mean, this is what God's saying. If you take advice from those type of people, you're going to fade away. You're going to wither. But you right. take if you take advice from what he's saying and from who he says take advice from, you'll prosper in everything you do. These are the promises that he gives to
us. That's what he's talking about.
This is what he's talking about right here.
Exactly what he's talking about.
You know?
No, and I totally agree with you on that point right there. I mean, 100%. Because one of the things also that when I look at things like that and people that give you advice, how do you feel when you're like, man, you come up to somebody like with a real problem, you know, wife, whatever, work, and they go, man, just pray about it. And then that's it. It's like, man, give me a little bit more than just pray. Because obviously I'm going to pray about
yeah.
it, right? I'm
a Christian.
I'm going to pray about it. I've been praying about it. But it's like, sometimes I'm like thinking to myself, just give me a little more than just go pray about it.
Yeah. You know, definitely, man. Definitely. It's funny. It's funny. And I know that's what we do. You know, sometimes cliche, but it's real. We know it's real.
Of course. No,
of course. You know, in that moment, you know, because we come from the world, we're like, we want more. We want solutions. Answer, right? Yeah. We want solutions right now. But yeah, I think it's, you know, so one thing I'm trying to do is, you know, I'll pray for you. You know what I'm saying? Right. And if it's somebody that's really into it, we can pray right here, right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, just
that's powerful, though.
It is. And just, you know, giving them that encouragement.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you hear just pray about it, that's kind of like, okay, you know, see you later. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, get away from me.
That's what I'm getting at.
I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like, all right, yeah, have a nice day. But, you know, when you take the time to give them to remind them who God is.
Right.
Remind them who they are according to God. Give them the encouragement of the Bible. Man, that's huge, man. People it walk is. Away feeling, I know I walk away feeling great.
Yeah, especially, hey, let's pray right here, right now. Like, let's just get it through. Let's get to it right now. Like,
right.
Why we got to wait till you go home and I go home? Just do it right now.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all it takes, man.
Let's get it done. Pray together.
You know what? I think, honestly, it could just be a simple look at them in their eyes. Maybe put your hand on their shoulder and say, God bless you. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Right. Yeah, of course.
God loves you. Just, it don't have to be, yeah.
You know, big old.
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff. Yeah. What you think about hanging out with, because it also says, join in with mockers.
Yeah, mockers, man.
What do you think about that?
Again, man, when you, it's always good to have a good time. Me, you, and I have a good time. We laugh about some things, but we know how to get focused. We know how to get serious, and we know what the grand plan is. We know who's in the center of it all.
Right.
I think in this verse, it's talking about the people that just want to sit around on a corner and just clown. You know what I'm saying?
Or what about in the back of, you know, a Bible study group?
Just anybody that's in the corner, in the cuts,
right?
That just not serious, not about, you know, what's going on, and they just want to just be a disruption. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because there's always times for everything, right? There's time. I mean, I think as we get older, we realize that maybe when you're in high school, you think everything's a joke,
right?
But as we get older, you realize, like, man, you know, there's times to be serious. There's time to joke around. It's got to be appropriate,
yeah.
Right? You know, and I think sometimes it sucks when people get offended, but sometimes to be able to tell somebody, like, hey, man, just chill. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then people get offended. It's like, oh, why are you being this way? All of a sudden, you a Christian. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But no, it's just like, hey, man, chill. This, you know,
he's
talking. Somebody's speaking. Like, can we listen to him? You know what I mean?
I think timing is everything, dude.
Right.
Timing is everything. Because I've been known to be a clown. I like making light of things, when especially we're all in a group and we're trying to, you know, that little icebreaker type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I know exactly, you got to read the room and you got to get serious at the same time. And even when you're joking, make it about what's going on. You don't take everybody far left and start going down a rabbit hole some crazy jokes. We're on the subject, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you start you're looking at your phone and you start laughing at posts other people are doing.
Yeah,
you start the conversation.
Nothing to do with the conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
I think the worst thing about that is when you're the one doing it, is that it's never just the one person laughing and minding, you know, if you minding your own business laughing at your phone, that's on you. But the problem is you always start getting other people around you. Like, hey, check this out. Hey, check this out. Come here, come here. Look, look, look.
That's true.
And now that person ain't listening. And I think that's what he's saying, joining in with the mockers.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to do it, go ahead. By all means, do it. That's on you. But I don't need to join in.
Right.
I don't need to get up on you and start looking at your phone. And now me and you going to be texting back and forth while somebody's speaking.
Yeah.
We need to stay away from that stuff.
No, I mean, think about it. I've been in, you know, I don't want to tell myself, but I've been in training classes, for example, that weren't interesting, but you know, they're required.
Right.
And then someone in the back starts texting. We start sending each other pictures, joking around. And next thing you know, 8 hours goes by. It was a fun class, but we didn't remember anything that happened.
The whole thing.
But, you know, we were there for a purpose, you know, and that's kind of what it is. It's like, you know, you got to stay focused because, you know, on this level, you know, on a spiritual level, if you're joining in with mockers that are sent by the devil, where are they taking you to? You know,
ooh.
How innocent is that laughter? How innocent is that joking around?
Right.
Or is that like a full-on distraction, and next thing you know, y'all at the strip club and you cheating on your wife? You know what I'm saying?
No, it's true.
I'm just keeping it real. Okay. Or y'all, oh, man, we had a good time. Man, why don't you go get some drinks, man? Oh, cool, man. Let's go get some drinks, man.
Yeah, let's go have a drink.
Now
yeah.
you down that rabbit hole. It can get serious yeah. real quick. It
starts with one drink, turns into seven, and, you know.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you didn't come home all night.
You take your eyes off the prize, man. Yeah. You join in with these mockers. That's what's going to happen with you.
And I think that's where it goes back, because he also says, or stand around with sinners.
Stand around with sinners, man.
You know, I mean, I think a lot of times that's part of a, how can I say? Well, sinners, it's kind of weird, because I don't believe there's one sin, and the Bible says there's no one sin greater than the other.
Correct.
Right. So we're all, by default, we're all sinners.
Right.
Right. So you don't want to hang around with sinners, but it goes back to what Bishop Johnny Clark said. Right, when you fall in the mud,
yeah, you're rolling around in it.
Yeah, do you roll around in there? You get up and dust yourself off and keep pushing.
Yeah,
and I think that's kind of what, to me, that's what he's saying. You don't hang around those people that you know are gonna sin, like you know they're up to no good.
Right,
are you gonna hang out with them?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now,
if me and you at the store or somewhere about it, and you do some sin, it's like, well, I didn't expect Curtis to do that.
Right,
right. But if I know you're involved in whatever activities, I know you're going to do it. It's just a matter of time. So why would I go chill with you?
No, it's true.
Now I'm guilty by association. Now I fall down that rabbit hole. Next thing you know, I'm caught up in some mess. And just by hanging out with you.
And we know that that happens in life all the time. And we know that that's a common thing in certain places.
Because I tell you what, where I grew up, there was people getting killed because he was hanging out with the wrong people.
Just standing around. Just standing around.
That was it. Just
getting locked up.
Hung out with these people in school.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you with them. People getting shot. People getting killed. People going to jail.
It's very true, man.
You know, that's important.
And what they do influences you. We know this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think, I mean, obviously, you know, Paul, he became all things to get people, to save people, right, to shine light on dark places. So I don't think it's not saying to don't shine light in dark places, but have a purpose. If you're going to stand around with these guys, have a purpose. Have a purpose of bringing your light.
Yes.
And not turning your light down or turning it off or covering your light just so y'all can kick it. If I know it was a group of dudes that ain't gonna have nothing to do with my type of walk or my conversation, I got nothing for them. There's no point. There's no point.
Right. There's no point in hanging out with them.
Best thing you could do, stand afar, in my opinion, pray over them, man. Just pray over them.
Yeah.
Because if you go down there and they don't want to hear nothing you have to say, and they just, every time you bring it up, they shut you down, and they want to talk about the sinning type of stuff that they got going on, there's no point in you being there, man.
No, it's better to just, like you said, it's better to walk away, just pray for them. And you know, because what's the one say? Somebody told me once, you can't plant seeds in hard soil.
Yeah, right? There's a parable about that. Yeah.
So it gets to a point where you just go, look, man, ain't nothing I can do. Right? Because that ain't our job to save them anyways. All we got to do is plant those
seeds. Just plant them seeds, man.
And if they ain't taking that seed, they know what we're going to do. We're going to bounce. We're going to pray about it. And hopefully in 6 months, we'll hang out again and, you know, we can talk about it. And if you still ain't down, then I'll see you a year from now.
Absolutely.
And I think that's always important.
Yeah.
But I think those are three big things to just being successful in life.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's basically what it gets to. It says that, you know, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, right? Where your fruit, you have fruit every season. And that's important, because if you don't kick it with people that are sinning, stay away from that. It's going to minimize your sins. It's going to minimize your thought process. You know what I mean? You're going to be living better.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing with mockers. Leave the mockers alone. And I think, to me, it's even mockers, it's people that like to make fun of other people.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because now you're talking about people.
Right.
Now, if me and you are talking about somebody else in the room,
yeah,
then we joking, we having fun.
Yeah.
But for me and you to sit here, mics off, and talk about somebody else, that's where I think it's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And think about it, even in the church, man, you know, people like to point at other people's sins to take the attention off of themselves, right?
All the time.
So
I see it a lot.
We see it a lot, right? So, you know, hey, there's another example. Well, let's talk about this person. Let's mock this person.
Right.
So that, you know,
we feel better about us.
You know what I'm saying? Because they got problems. We don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They got real problems.
They got real problems. We got small stuff.
Yeah. Our problems are small. And you know, and that's funny you said that, because I also thought about that last time. Was, I think a lot of times we're desensitized is the word.
Yeah.
Right? Desensitized, definitely, to certain things that I see. So it'll be like, you know, if you've been divorced, right? Somebody's been divorced. It's a normal thing nowadays in the world to be divorced. Like, it's not shocking. But if you see somebody who's, say, gay or homosexual or whatever, if you haven't been around that, then that looks like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's gay. But yet, you've been divorced four times. How can you talk about that gay guy when you've been divorced?
Hey, man.
You see what I'm saying? Because we've been desensitized to divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
In the world, we look at divorce as,
right,
well, it's only divorce.
Right.
He's gay, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So And that's kind of where you were talking about everybody pointing out.
Yeah, man, that happens, man. That happens a lot. There's a lot of deception in that.
And that's why I liked it, even when Abraham last time was talking about like the hospital example he gave, right?
Yeah, that was great, broken, man. That was great.
We're all broken.
That was great.
And that's like you being at the hospital with a broken leg. I walk in with a broken finger, and I'm like, well, at least I ain't got a broken leg.
Yeah.
Trust me, bro. I got a broken finger. It still hurt. I'm still in pain.
Yeah,
I still
you need still attention. Hurting, man. And you still need attention. Right. Yeah.
So, and you know, I think hopefully the people at the church can really just kind of soak that in a little bit. And just
absolutely, like,
Let's stop pointing fingers at other people, man.
Yeah.
Somebody once told me, man, when you point one finger to somebody, you're pointing three of them back.
Right.
Or whatever, four back.
You know what? I had somebody at my job somebody do that to me. And yeah. I thought it was the funniest,
yeah,
most intelligent thing I've ever seen. Because right. It's true. It's very
you
true.
Point one out, but you're pointing like three back.
Three back at yourself, yeah.
And it's a trip. And it's, and you know, so we just stop and just say, hey, man, look, whatever he's going through, may God help him. But God, I got my own issues. I got my own skeletons in my closet.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Let me worry about these over here. Because we always said, if people knew us 100%, if we opened up about skeletons in our closet, bro.
Oh, yeah.
People would view us 100% different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we
absolutely.
All got them. We yeah. all got skeletons. We all got problems.
And you know what? If you don't have that love in your heart and that forgiveness in your heart, you would turn your back on a lot of people.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've seen people in very dark places, and I've seen the worst in people.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like because I have the love of Christ in my heart and in me, I can look at them and still see past all that.
Right.
And still know that, hey, God has a place for them if they choose to accept that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
No sin unforgivable except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what I read.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, you just got to be in your word. But once you get away from all three of those people and you delight and meditate on the Lord day and night, that's what it says, day and night. I mean, what do you think about that, man? There you go.
That's what I think about.
What do you think about that, man? And it says, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. So does that mean we got to, there's nothing, we can't think about nothing else but the Lord. What does that mean to you?
To me, thinking about them day and night is always keeping them in the middle of what you're doing, right? That whatever you're doing, I don't think it literally means sit there and think about him the whole time, but you know what? When you wake up, even if it's a simple, hey, thank you for waking me up, right? We always talk about that. Just thank you for waking me up. You got him in your thoughts. You're thinking about him. How can I serve you today? You know, what can I do to bring people to your kingdom? Or what can I do to bring light to your kingdom or our kingdom, whatever? What can I do to serve? You know, how can I help my fellow man?
And I
you
like start, that.
And you move throughout the day that way. That's how you act. And a lot of times it's not thinking about him. It's about the things that you're doing that you're thinking about.
Yeah.
That you ain't hurting nobody. You ain't trying to offend nobody. You know what I mean? We're going to end up doing it because we're human. You know, and sometimes we offend people without even trying. And, you know, or we're not offending people, but they're offended either way. But you're seriously all day. You're just thinking like, all right, look, I'm going to try to do right. I'm going to try to do right by you, God. That's where I'm going to live it.
I like that.
And that to me, that's kind of what it's telling me. Just keep, and of course it says meditate. So obviously to me, that would be prayer. You know what I mean? So when you wake up, pray. You know what I mean? Like I tell you, I set my alarm at noon and I still do it.
You still doing it? That's awesome, man. It's been about over a month now.
Yeah, I still do it.
That's what's up.
Boom. I do a quick prayer. Like I said, and sometimes it's just real quick. Thank you for getting me to this point, whatever. But that to me is just trying to stay in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, man. I kind of fell off reading my word. I haven't read my word in a while.
Okay.
You know, but I stay in that whole prayer thing. Because I even wanted to start a while back. I told you off air, I wanted to do like 21 days of prayer.
Right.
And I was just going to kind of pray 21 days. I lost track of what days I prayed and I didn't pray. And all that stuff just happens, bro. And, you know, but I'm trying to stay connected.
Yeah.
In a relationship.
Well, it's interesting because the Holy Spirit is in you and it's reminding you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's keeping you, that alarm is going off saying, hey, you know, you're not reading, but hey, you're still connected and you're still like, okay, how can I stay connected? Okay, I'm still praying. I'm still doing this. I'm still doing that. And that's an awesome thing. And I think as you were saying that, it made me think of like, I mean, God is our Father. We know this, but it also made me think of like, we all have jobs. So it made me think of like a manager or your boss, you know what I mean? So God's our Father and we're working for him. And you know, what do we want to do? We want to keep our jobs. We want to get our paychecks and we want to do our work. And I think that's kind of what you were saying. It kind of made me think about, we're here to do work for God. We're here to serve his will and his purpose.
Right.
We're putting in work. So, okay, how can I please my God today? How can I please my Father? How can I please my boss?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How can I get a good job from him? You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of, for me, that's keeping, that's what it means for me, keeping a center based off what you were saying. It helped me kind of put that together. That's putting him right in the center. Cause if you forget about him and you just kind of like, okay, well, I'm on break and I'm gonna do whatever I want to do, or I'm off work, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, that's what gets you in trouble.
That's going to get you in trouble. That's what gets
you
in trouble.
You know, because you stop caring. Yeah. You think that your job's not that important. Like, you start thinking, like, well, this ain't that serious. This,
right.
You know, and next thing you know, you show up late to work, or you start trying to leave early. You start taking naps. And when that stuff starts happening, you start falling off. Boom, what happens? You're going to get punished. You're going to get fired. You're going to get whatever. Right? And I think in this situation, it's almost the same thing. Once we start lacking and we're like, nah, ain't that serious. I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to do that. That's when things start falling apart.
Things start falling apart, man. I can't tell you. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's true.
To the best of people, I've seen that, man. When you go off duty, and you forget that you're supposed to be on duty,
right?
And man, things just start falling apart. And it's just, I don't think it's a tit for tat thing. It's just a reminder of like, hey, get focused.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know, when you on the straight narrow path, when you're on the right path, facing those pearly gates, everything is good. You start going left or right. Now you walking in the wilderness.
You end up going back to the sinners and the mockers and
everybody on the
hanging
side
out with all them.
You know what I'm saying?
You start hanging out with all them now,
dude. That's what happens, man.
You know, and I'll be honest, because even like just us in the last week and a half of not recording, I needed this, even just a one on one with you, to be able to just kind of get my mind back.
Right.
You know, we're still doing the small groups on Wednesday, so we had small groups. Me and my wife still kind of have those conversations. Other people that I talk to, obviously like Marcus and different people that we have these talks. But I need those from time to time to keep me back on track.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because eventually you stop talking about it with people, and then eventually it just kind of fades away a little bit. And next thing you know, you're like, well, I'll just pray at night. And then it's like, I forgot to pray yesterday. And it's been a week since I prayed. It's been a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And next thing you know, you just, like you say, you start going down that rabbit hole.
You're gone, bro. You're gone.
And next thing you know, you miss a day at church. You boom, 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 boom. You always got to stay reminded.
You do. A person like me, I mean, how I'm built. You know, I'm internally, I'm very negative. Like you won't necessarily see it on the outside. I try to be very optimistic and positive because I'm trying to renew my mind.
Right.
But growing up, I just had trust issues and different things from my childhood.
Yeah.
So I always think the worst. I always think pessimistically. Like that's just who I am. So, you know, when I'm trying to focus on getting better and doing bigger and better things, you know, you feel some type of energy. You feel good energy about it. But once, you know, you run into like, you know,
one red flag.
Yeah, you run into a red flag or something like that, it starts to make you negative.
Right.
But for me, what I've learned is that's the time to jump back in your word. That's the time to go remind yourself that you're on duty all the time. And whenever I see a red flag and it kind of just trips me up a little bit and I'm feeling a little negative, like, oh man, I can't do this. That's like, you know what? Let me put down whatever I was studying. Let me pick up my word. Mm-hmm. And let me just focus on what God said. And I'm not looking for, oh, you'll prosper in everything you do. I'm not looking for all these great things. I just want to read his word.
Right.
No, whatever. I just want to hear God speak.
Right.
And when that happens, man, mood changes, man. I get back to where I'm supposed to be. I get lifted right back up and I'm good again, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what I do. So for all y'all that are out there that, you know, you're feeling good, but then the energy gets low. You don't know why your mood's changing. Open up your Bible. Just start reading.
Yeah.
You know, jump in Proverbs. Just start reading the Gospels. Jump in Matthew.
I get that, dude, with worship music.
There you go.
That's how I get. I get that same thing you're talking about, same feeling. I get that, too.
That's awesome.
Where I feel just work has just been like, especially now with the weather getting hot.
Yeah, you start wearing down, you know.
Now you're like, and I jump in my van and I'm like, you know what? Let me just put on some more. And then I get that boost of energy.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I mean?
There it is.
And usually happens to me at work. Like at home, I don't really get that because, you know, my son, my wife, we're active. We got things going on. So we just get busy. But it's at work where I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, I need a boost. I need something. Instead of reaching for a 5-hour energy, you know.
That's true, though.
Yeah, I just go listen to some music. I'm good.
Nice. That's a good point, man. That's a good point.
I just bounce on it. So, yeah, no, that's really important.
So when you focus on God, meditating on him day and night, he says you're a tree. I mean, you mentioned already, but you're a tree planted along the riverbank. Dude, think about that. You're not a tree in the forest. You're a tree on a river. You're always getting water, man.
Access to water all day, 24-7.
24-7 getting fed. You're planted in the food and the fuel that you need.
Yep.
When you meditate on God day and night,
yep,
dude, you're always fed. I mean, that's huge. And it says bearing fruit each season. And in the last part, you will prosper in everything you do.
Right.
That's huge, man.
Well, that's, and I think, and again, and that's, it's so great to hear that. I think the only misconception sometimes is people always think that they're going to prosper in what they want.
I'm glad you brought that up.
You know, so I just wanted to throw that up.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I used to think that way.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm supposed to prosper in the things that I want, right? No, that's not what he's saying.
No.
This is not a make you feel good. We go keep it rough or real.
Yeah, we got to keep it rough.
It's not about that. It's about you will prosper, right?
Right.
But it's on his terms. It's what you need. It's what you should have.
Yeah.
Not what you want. There's a whole difference.
It's the things that, how I see it, is the things that you're, if your heart is aligned with God's heart and God's word, you'll prosper in all those things.
Right.
If it's something like, we always use winning the lotto. If it's something like that, that's not necessarily, you know, a promise of God. So you can't be like, oh, God, I'm supposed to win the lotto. No. But, you know, all the things about love and treating people right and all those things and wanting to help people, right, you'll prosper in those things.
Yeah.
And if you focus on him, again, if you focus on him, he says, don't worry about clothes and food and all other stuff. If you focus on him, he'll give you all those things. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, on the surface, you're like, ah, what you talking about? I got to work. I get that. But if you really pray and meditate on that and chew on that verse for a little bit, it'll come to you what that really means.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we overly stress about some of the simplest things in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, that's for sure.
I got yelled at the other day because we didn't have no water in the house. We got water coming out the faucet last time I checked. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
No, but it's just the reality we live in.
Yeah, it's just reality we're in.
It's the reality we live in, because it's not reality.
Right.
It's the reality we live in.
Absolutely.
Right? How many people, I mean, so much place in the country that don't have running water.
Yep.
And yeah, we complain because
we
have water, but it's got too many chemicals. But other places ain't got
water.
You
feel me? So now you're hearing me, because you're absolutely right. If you take some time to go to some other places in the world, you'd be like, you know what, man? When I go back home, ask the Marsicos when they, you know, going to Brazil and all the places they've been. When they come back home, they're like, you know what, man, we good. We got it made.
Well, yeah. Well, they've been out there, so they already know.
Yeah, they already know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you don't even have to go that far. Just, you know, Google some stuff, bro. I mean, it's out there.
You can go to certain parts of the of your own city
sometimes, yeah,
and see some stuff that you like, man, I didn't know people even live like this.
Yeah. Well, they say that even our homeless people are richer than, like, I'll forget what percentage of the world.
Right.
Like, because they still have access to food. Even though they're homeless, they can still get it. There's places where they just ain't got no food.
Yeah.
Like, they is waiting for somebody to show up and bring them something. Right. And it's not just two or three people in a corner. We're talking about a whole city, a whole community.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, no, man. It's important that we just stop and accept our blessings and know what we got. Like, that's so important, man. But, yeah, no, it's true. God wants you to prosper. I mean, God wants us all to prosper.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think he set us up, this whole game up for us to fail.
No, that's not who he is. I mean, because when we
love you, Father, he's a good Father.
He's our Father, exactly.
Good Father wants their kids to struggle.
And why would he want to look bad? Why would he tell you to focus on him and do all these things for him just to make you look bad? Jesus already suffered enough.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. He wants. I personally think that he wants you to be the good example of what you're supposed to be, what he says you're supposed to be. Mm. He wants to bless you so that you can go out and say, when people ask you how you got it, man, God is good.
Yep.
And you can give him Jesus. You don't have to get, well, I went to this college and I studied this at this seminar. I got this, you know, this certificate. No. I got in my word and I prayed about it.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And that's how I got to where I'm at.
And that's when he smiles, man.
And that's when he smiles, man. And I really feel that. And I just can't wait. I mean, we can do that now. And I am doing that now. Yeah, but some of the things that I'm hoping for, I'm praying for, when I get those things, I'm definitely going to, even, you know, times 10, put that kind of energy out there and let people know, you know, when they ask me. Yeah. Also, Deuteronomy 28:13-14, it says, the Lord will make you be like the head, not the tail. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You will be on top, not the bottom. This will happen if you listen to the commands of the Lord, your God, that I tell you today. So, again, this is in the Old Testament, but it's saying the same thing.
Right.
Jesus says, if you love me, you obey my commands. Love people. You know, don't worship false idols. Mm. You see what I'm saying? God, if you put God first and you obey God, he makes you the head, not the tail, man.
Right.
He makes you the person that gives, not the one that borrows.
Right.
You know, where do you want to be?
makes you a leader, not a follower.
Exactly. Yeah. Which one would you rather be?
Right. No, I 100% with you on that one.
You know? So, you know, we gotta think about those things, man.
And I think that's why it's just important. Faith. And I think it all boils down back to faith and have true, real faith. Because I think a lot of times people in general, myself, you, whatever, we could turn around and go be in a group of people and be like, yeah, I got faith. Yeah. And then go home and stress about it and go home and be like, man, I'm never going to get that job. Man, I'm never going to get that whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you get in public, you're like, yeah, nah, I'm going to get this job. I'm going to pray about it. Oh, it's going to happen. And then back of your head, you're like, man, I ain't never going to work.
Dude, again, I've had conversations with people like that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's out there. It happens all the time.
People put on a good show, man. And, yeah. And then in private, they have so much doubt.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, I think a lot of it is just getting close and closer to God.
Yeah.
You got to just get closer to God. It takes time. It takes a lot of time, a lot of prayer. And it just takes you to believe. You just have to believe. And it's crazy, but. Yeah, there's no other way around, in my opinion.
1 Peter 5:7, man. 1 Peter 5:7. Give all your worries to him because he cares for you.
Right.
Give all your worries to God. Figure out what that means. That means something different for everybody. But really just chew on that one verse and ask yourself, what does that mean? How do I give my worries to God? Yeah. I know he cares about me, but how do I give it to him? How do I lay stuff down at the cross? What does that mean?
Right.
Ask God for that answer. And see what you come up with.
Yeah.
Because if you can figure out those little things like that, man, your life is, I mean, it'll be so much better.
Oh, yeah.
So much better.
100%, bro. And I think that's like you said, we got to give those things up. We got to turn around and say, hey, God, I'm good. It's on you. And I think we do that even like if you look at your kids. I mean, if you look at your son or my son right now, who's 8 going on 9, he ain't got no worries in the world, bro.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
He is happy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Because he ain't stressed over nothing.
Right.
Yeah. That's daddy's job to pay the bills. That's daddy's job, you know, make sure there's food in the fridge.
True.
That's not his job.
Right.
He ain't worried about it.
That's crazy.
So if we can go back to that child mentality and say, hey, that's my dad's job. Ain't my job. My job is just to follow him and do what I got to do. Make him happy. You good.
Man, on that note, listen to the podcast. That's all we needed to say right there. Right. That analogy right there, that killed it.
Right. Because
that dude. That brings so much joy to me hearing that because it's so simple, but it's so true.
Yeah.
Because he said, be childlike, have childlike faith. Right. He says, I'm your father.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. What are we worried about?
What are we worried about?
That's his job. Mm-hmm. Man, I love it, man. I'm done.
Deuces. Yeah, brother. All right, man. So I think that is cool. Look, you close the laptop and all. You ready to roll?
You killed it, man. You shut it down. You hit me with a Bishop J right there. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm getting good at this, bro.
You the Bishop Rene Perez, man.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of the Bishop, I mean, we're in contract negotiations with the Bishop, man.
He got an agent now.
He got
all kinds of people around him.
People have been calling for the Bishop, man. They want to hear him.
I know. We got to get him back on. He's coming back on.
He's coming back on, right? Next week, hopefully. Prayerfully.
Yeah, prayerfully, hopefully, okay. Next week. He'll be coming
back. All right, man. Bishop J.
He's fun. I love having him here, man.
I know, man. He brings so much fresh air, man.
Yeah, bro. A lot of good knowledge. He's just funny. His perspective of things.
Yeah.
The way he changes the words to certain things. And, you know, the last one he did, like, cut the BS. Like it's just, it's just cool, man. I love it.
We're still using the mud analogy, man. You know what I'm saying? We're still. And that was like. What, episode 5, 6? I don't even remember. That was a long time ago. We're still using that, man. I love being fed. I love being taught, man.
Yeah,
I really do.
A lot of respect.
So hopefully he comes on the show. God blesses him and he's able to get here.
Yes, sir. But all right, man. So I think we're going to leave you guys with that. Hope you guys are blessed by the show. Anything? Last words? Anything we want to promote? Give up?
No, God is good, man.
God is good. All right, my brother. Follow us on social media. You can follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, The Rough and Real Podcast. Shoot us an email at theroughandrealpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. This is Rene Perez and Curtis Owens, and we is out.
We ain't out just yet, homie.
No, man. You didn't pray us out.
See, that's how rusty you are.
Oh, I feel bad now.
Oh, man. You look at how you're doing, God, man. Father God, we apologize for that snafu. We're better than that. This is episode 29. We're better than that, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together, Lord. Thank you for continuing this podcast. Thank you for episode 28, 29, wherever we are right now, Lord, we just thank you so much for what you've done for us on a personal level. Both of us, Lord, we love you for that. I ask that we just, you know, you just encourage people to read their word, Lord, put it in their hearts, write it on their minds, Lord, and just give people the truth, Lord. Let them open their eyes, Lord. There's a lot of people that are just blind to the truth. There's a lot of people that don't want to hear it. They're deaf, Lord. Just open their ears, open their minds, and open their eyes to the truth, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, brother. So now we can get up out of here?
Man. What? How you going to do God like that, man?
My bad. See, now I got...
We're good, man. We're good.
I ain't going to sleep tonight, bro. Nah. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We are out.